Where are you with the quarterback situation, starting with Tyrod, and then where Nathan?
Starting with Tyrod. Tyrod has made progress over the last couple of days. That'll be a day-to-day thing as we move forward into this week. So anything more than that right now would be premature. And then with Nate, you'd mentioned, Nate is in the currently in the concussion protocol.
Was Tyrod reasonably close to being able to play Sunday?
I'm not a doctor, Sal, so there was a chance that he was going to play. That's why we listed him the way we did. So at the end of the day, he wasn't able to. So.
How much were field conditions a part of that? How much with Tyrod's situation, or did you go purely on how he was feeling? Did field conditions weigh into the decision to not have him dressed?
A little bit of both, mostly how he was feeling. Certainly the field conditions were a part of that equation as well, but mostly how he was feeling.
You said last week that if Tyrod's healthy, he will be your starter. I'm assuming that still applies going into this weekend?
It does. I'll just take the time to mention, I thought Nate played a solid game. He was, for a young player, into the game, had good control and command of the huddle. And the situations. I thought he did some good things that were baked into our win. Some of those seen, some somewhat unseen. But I thought he played a solid game overall. But yes, when healthy, Tyrod will be our starter.
With the uncertainty with Nathan and Tyrod, any plans on bringing in another quarterback this week?
Brandon and I talk a lot throughout every week. This week will be no different. So we will talk more about that later on. But the way things stand right now, we feel confident with the guys we have on our roster.
To that end, if it actually came down to this, is Logan Thomas? I mean, if you really have an emergency again next week, is Logan Thomas the guy you'd have to do?
Right. No, he was a third quarterback yesterday, correct? And then he'd be the guy that would take snaps, right?
When you say that you're confident, part of that would have to deal with health, then, right? I mean, would you be confident going into a game with Joe Webb and possibly Logan Thomas as your backup?
It's too early right now to tell all that. I mean, I feel with the medical reports that we've gotten to this point, which is still early, and Brandon and I still coming off of the game from yesterday, we're still going through our process. But for right now, where we are in our week, I feel confident with what we've got. Excuse me.
Are a little tired of dealing with these quarterback questions week after week after week.
Part of the job, right?
I mean, obviously, the perfect scenario would be you've got one guy, and you really haven't been in that position much lately, for sure, right? I mean, is that kind of like, do you wish it wasn't that?
Well, I like the fact that we've got a team overall that when one guy goes down, other guys step up. Whether it's the quarterback position or other positions on this team, the latest example was yesterday. Joe Webb, Kelvin goes down. You see Deontay catch a big pass in the fourth quarter and overtime. The list goes on of guys that have done that throughout this season. And I think the character of the men on our football team was on display yesterday, and I'm extremely proud of that. Still too early to tell right now. He's being evaluated as we speak.
With all the ups and downs you face, I mean, you brought up the whole tank talk. You have quarterback questions, and now it's the big snowstorm. You've always talked about just how this whole season is how long a group of guys can stick together and maintain focus. What have you learned more about your team after what happened yesterday?
I'll start off just overall our building and our fans. I'll start there if I could. The game ball really needs to go to everyone, all the staff that was involved in getting that building ready to play. So let's start there. And then to keep that thing playable through that snowstorm yesterday, can't say enough about the hard work that went into that and the teamwork. And then the fans, like I mentioned after the game yesterday, and I know Kyle made a mention of it, too, to stick around. Sal, I think it was you that asked me the question. I couldn't even see the fans on the other side of the lower bowl until about the second quarter. I could hear them, but I couldn't see them. And then the second quarter, when things slowed down for a window of time, I mean, just that type of environment was a great environment to be a part of. And then, to your question, the players and the staff and the way that they've stuck together, the resiliency, the character, like I mentioned earlier, you know, just it says a lot about the direction we're going.
Because there's so many times this team could have folded, whether it was when Marcel was traded, going back to Sammy Watkins and Ronald Darby, or, you know, even when Nathan Peterman threw the five interceptions, or, you know, yesterday when it looked like you were down and out in the final minute of the game. There's what you must be impressed
with. Yeah, there's still a lot of work to do. So keeping things in perspective, a lot of work to do, a lot of building to be had yet in terms of where we're trying to go and the foundation we're building. But I'm proud of what the guys accomplished yesterday and the way they accomplished it to this point. So, but still a lot of work to do.
With the conditions the team dealt with, how difficult it is to run through snow, I'm guessing there's a lot of heavy lights today. Does that change the recovery process at all this week?
You know, we always, this time of year, always look at our schedule, making sure we're putting the players in position from a physical standpoint to be as fresh as possible. I think most teams this part of the season are you know, you'd say a little weary just in terms of the grind on the season. So we always take a hard look at that. Our strength and conditioning staff does a great job with giving me the valuable information so that we can put a good practice plan together to get them back in this case as well.
Now that you've watched the game again and maybe played the scenario out in your mind again, would you have still punted in overtime on 4th-and-1 when you did?
Well, look, those are hard situations. You know, those are challenging situations, but decisions that I have to make as a head coach. And yesterday, look, it worked yesterday, right, to our benefit. When you look at those type of equations, there's a lot of different variables that go into making those decisions. It's never just one thing or another. So field position, felt like when you look at how the game was trending with both offenses trying to come out from the shadows of their own goalposts at times leading up to that point in the game. You look at where we were on the field and how overtime works with points and deciding a game. A lot of things that went into that decision. In this case, it worked out, and I would do it again. But understand this, that every situation is different. Every situation, no two situations are exactly the same. So I felt confident that we could get the ball back with 4 minutes and change to go. We talked about it. I wanted to make sure we used the timeout to talk about it because I knew it was at a pivotal point in the game. Those were good discussions. And then today we come back, even though it worked out, we continue to learn and focus on the process of growing from it, even though it worked out this time, so that if you say, hey, what if this variable was different? Would we do something differently? Would I do something differently? So those are all good, valuable lessons for us, and we'll continue to move forward with that and grow. And that was a great, I thought, situational game yesterday when you look at when we took the field, what the conditions were, and then when we ended the game, what the conditions were. And I go back to our preparation as a staff and the way the players prepared during the week. We were in some of those situations during the week, and we had a plan going into the game of how we wanted to play the game, and we did a good job of handling those situations.
How comfortable would you have been in that situation allowing the game to end at the tie?
Well, I mean, when you look at it, you're saying there's three possible results, a tie, a loss, or a win, and so I've been in those situations before where you want to win the game. And once in Philadelphia, once in Carolina, we ended up with a tie. That tie ended up helping us later on down the road with the season in terms of where we were trying to get to. So you'd rather it be a win, and certainly, you know, those ties happen at once in a while in overtime games.
Were you aware of what a tie would have done to your playoff chances when you were making that call?
Those are all part of the. All part of the variables that I take into consideration. That's all the computation that's going on in my mind, whether it's this situation or another situation, that you try and go from big picture to very, very minute details as quickly as you can in a span of, what, 15 seconds. So.
Is that why you took a timeout?
The booth had to hustle. The golf carts were not available, as I understand it. Did everybody get down, and did everybody get back?
Are you referring to halftime?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a challenge a little bit with getting back, getting down and getting back up because of the weather. But the staff around the building did a phenomenal job. It was a little tighter than we're used to, but we were, in fact, up there in time.
Usually in a game like that, you see a few fumble snaps, things like that, especially maybe long snaps. The job that Reed did, especially to give Colton the opportunity to kind of, he had a good day punting, I guess, you know, I'd say. Can you kind of just walk us through, like, what that takes is, if you don't hear from the long snapper, it's usually a good thing.
Right. No, I thought Reed and really our specialists overall, and I'll put Reed into that category, with what Colton did with the punting job and then what House did with the kicking. I mean, they executed at an extremely high level for those type of conditions, which you don't normally see in that type of weather. You know, you go back and look at how they tried a field goal early in the game, didn't work. We came in for the extra point, and we handled that, I thought, well, and got a nice clean service, got the kickoff. So those types of things going on through the game were, you know, like I said, we handled some situations extremely well.
You said you were in some of those situations during the week. Does that mean you guys went outside at some point to practice?
No, but we tried to manufacture situations that had come up that we had learned from the week before, and just like we always do, we're always learning, always growing, and building off of experiences that we go through from one week to the next.
What made you comfortable throwing the ball when you got it back after the Colts had tied it with about a minute left?
Well, you're going to, at that point, we knew time was running out, basically, to try and go win the game. So we felt like we had to go on the attack to try and go win the game.
The plays leading up to LeSean's touchdown, like one or two plays leading up to it, how much were you just trying to get set up into a field goal spot? And, of course, LeSean wants a touchdown. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, two things. We felt like we had enough time where we had some flexibility, Josh, to do some things, but yet be smart with the football and still make sure we establish or maintain the position where we wanted the ball for Steven at that point in the game. And then credit to our offensive line and LeSean and Rick's play calling. I mean, he popped one, which is big for us. I mean, in those situations, you'd rather not have to kick it. And in fact, we didn't have to.
Have you in any way gone over this whole playoff race scenario?
No. I mean, we're focused on moving forward in the Miami Dolphins. We've got a good Miami Dolphins team coming in here. You know, that's beaten this team twice the last year or last season. So we'll have our work cut out for us, and that's what we moved forward onto and improving what we do as well.
For clarification on that, you said you knew what a tie did to your playoff picture scenarios. Was it you said it was a variable, so did you know? Have you not peeked at them? I mean, don't you kind of have to know the scenarios a little bit?
When you're within that game, right, you do. Just he asked me afterwards, you know, have I looked since that? I haven't looked since that time.
What led to you taking a timeout before you brought the punt team out, took a timeout, mm-hmm. and then put them back up there? What led to that?
Yeah, just wanted to take our time and think about it, talk about it as a staff, and make sure that it was the right thing that we felt good about, that I felt good about. Those are, like I said, that was a pivotal point in the game, so I wasn't about to rush a decision because I knew how important that decision would be.
How close did you pay attention to the final results yesterday around the league, which all pretty much helped you? And want to give a shout out to Ben Roethlisberger what he did for you last night.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Ben, out there. Mike Tomlin, former college teammate, appreciate the help.
How close was Leonard to playing yesterday, Coach, and where is he right now?
You know, it was close. We worked him out before the game. He is improving, so we'll just see how this week unfolds.
Sean, there's some pictures out there of players in a restaurant parking lot helping push someone out of the snow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you're aware of that or what you're accomplishing.
You know, honestly, Joe, I was not aware of that, but it doesn't surprise me with our guys. You know, we've tried to do things the right way, and the players know that this is. It's what we do. It's not always, you know, just who we are. These guys they know they have a platform, and I think our guys do a good job of using that platform, and you know, just really embedding into our community here, which is important.
So what's your first impression of Lake Effect? Your first Lake Effect?
Well, we were coming down the tunnel before the game, and I said to Paul Sortizio, one of our top security guys here, I said, "Is this normal?" Because I've heard so many things about this time of year in Western New York, and I just wanted to know if this was kind of normal or abnormal. And he said, "No, this is not normal." So, either way, you know, the great part about it was this is you go out and you execute. That's what I said. This going off the field at halftime. You know, our military goes out; they don't always know the situations, the conditions, and they have to execute. And again, it's different. I'm not even putting us on the same level, but. You know, why shouldn't we have to go out and execute the same way? And our players did that.
How tough is it to evaluate the film, given just how crazy those circumstances were?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a challenge. Our video guys do a great job every week, let alone this week. It was a challenge to try and get the right focus so we could see even just the jerseys. For us, it was a little bit easier having the red jerseys, you know, but overall, their white jerseys, we're having a hard time, you know, kind of making them out on the film. But you know, we have to find ways to learn from this tape so that we can move forward in the right direction.